Did you know that according to recent studies, nearly 60% of families find it challenging to maintain a nutritious diet amidst their hectic schedules? Yep, you heard that right. But fear not, because today we are going to dive into the world of nutrition and meal planning for busy families. Hello everybody, I'm Swati Gupta, your parenting coach and expert, and I have been on a mission to help families like yours navigate the maze of meal planning and nutrition with ease. Now let's picture this. It's 6 p.m. The kid is hungry. You are exhausted after a long day. And the last thing you want to do is spend hours in the kitchen trying to find out what to cook and what exactly need to cook, what exactly they need to eat, and the whole chaos. Sounds familiar? You are just not alone. This struggle is real for sure. So in this podcast, you are going to learn some game-changing strategies to revolutionize your family mealtime routine. From grocery shopping to simple meal preps, there are some hacks and tips we got you covered today. So let's get on to a small short story. Meet Gupta family. They were drowning in takeout menus and convenience foods, feeling overwhelmed by the chaos of their busy lives. But certain simple steps transform their mealtime into moments of joy and connection and love. Number one, plan ahead. Spend about 10 to 15 minutes each week brainstorming the meal ideas and creating a shopping list. Trust me, this small investment of time will save your hours of stress later on. So we have in the fridge, we have a fridge magnet, and based on that, we do the month planning. So I'm just telling you to start off with a week planning. Once you know the week is sorted, then gradually you can graduate to month planning as well. In that meal planning, I want you to jot down breakfast meal, lunch, dinner, as well as evening snacks. So that will help and give you the perspective what you want to cook and give the kids perspective what they want to eat. So they are knowing in advance, okay, today we are going to have pav bhaji for dinner, for example, or today we are going to have chole bature for dinner, or we are going to have paratha and sabzi for dinner, or maybe mixed stuffed paratha for dinner. So all these things make it sorted that, okay, my dinner is sorted. For breakfast, something like maybe upma or poha or vermicelli or maybe idli or maybe appe, or maybe utpam. So your breakfast is done. For lunch, could be chole rice, rajma rice, curry rice, dal chawal, and obviously adding with any one vegetable. Could be, you know, brinjal vegetable, could be, you know, potato vegetable, or tinda, or whatever your house prefers. Like, these are the vegetables which we have. Like with dal rice, we want dry vegetable. For dinner, even if there is aloo ki sabzi and paratha, we want one dry vegetable, maybe tori, tinda, or maybe anything like mixed vegetable. So all these things makes our meals sorted. So once the meals are sorted, then it's easy for us to plan ahead. So first step is plan ahead. Just create a meal tracker. And along with that, on the right side, create a shopping list. Okay, this is the meal tracker and this is the shopping list for the week or for the month, whatever suits you best. That's number one. Step two is embrace simplicity. You don't need to be a gourmet chef to whip up healthy and delicious meals. Focus on recipes with minimal ingredients and quick prep times. Your sanity will thank you for doing that. Now, simple things I use a lot of whistle vegetable. Most of my veggies are made in cooker. That is a pressure cooker. So what happens as soon as I've applied some pressure cooker vegetable, it cooks really fast. So in 15 to 20 minutes, the vegetables are sorted. So try those techniques rather than using a wok. Try using a pressure cooker that fastens the process of cooking the vegetable. Obviously, taste and all that, I feel it's 90-20% different, but rest, more or less, it is a good overview of pressure cooker versus wok cooking. Okay, number three is get the whole family involved. Turn the mealtime into the team effort by assigning age-appropriate tasks for your kids. Not only this will lighten up your load, but it will also teach them valuable life lessons. Let me give you an example. Now, suppose if I have to make raita and salad. So raita and salad is made by my daughter because it's not too complicated. Now, laying out the table in terms of laying down plates and bowls and spoons have to be done by Ribhav, as well as glasses of water is done by Ribhav. So those two things sorted. Now, third thing. So this what happens, each and every family member knows and is involved completely in the meal time. Now, if you have a cook, for example, so most of the thing will be cooked by the cook only. Now, the only thing which would be left will be laying the table. That you can get done by your children maybe. So one of them is laying the table, other one is warming the food and getting the food on the table. So that thing can be done by the kids, and I think that independence we should give to our kids so that they are able to understand the importance of involved cooking and involved in the family activities, in the household chores. And it's a very important life lesson and life skill, I think. And there you have it. So these three simple steps can transform your family mealtime routine from chaos to calm. So before we wrap up, I want to leave you with a challenge. This week, commit to try out one new meal planning strategy with your family, whether it being prepping ingredients ahead of time or involving your kids in cooking process. Every small step counts, and believe you me, just try this planner of what needs to be cooked for breakfast, lunch, evening snacks, dinner, and you will see how sorted and well arranged you are. Well, that's not all for today, folks. Remember, with a little bit of planning and a whole lot of love, you can nourish your family bodies and souls one meal at a time. Hope these steps helps, and if it does, don't forget to leave a comment and let me know which step worked the best for you. This is Swati Gupta signing off. Until next time, bon appetite, guys. Love you, everybody. Take care of yourself. Cheers to joyful parenting. See you.